Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy. A little bit too.
It's a non-stop breakfast party.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono.
Oh, I made a mistake.
You did?
I did. I did a boo-boo. A big boo-boo yesterday.
Oh, you didn't hurt yourself, did you?
No, I did that too. That's a different boo-boo. But I made a mistake, Antoine. Monica, they're the members of the K92 Morning Thang, other than me, Zach Jackson, mistake maker. Good morning to you. I needed to purchase a new air conditioner.
Okay.
Because the universe found out I made a couple hundred dollars, and so I had to have an air conditioner break on the same day. Like, oh, good. It's the exact price of the money I just made. Fantastic. So I have a window air conditioner in my downstairs. That's where my house is, because it's an older house, so I have central air upstairs, and then regular air conditioner downstairs, and it's fine and cools, whatever. It finally died the other day. R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
The air conditioner. Old. Been there as long as I was there in the house, and Lord knows for how many years before that. So I'm very zen about that. Look at that. It's broken, but I will buy a new one. So I think to myself, you know what I want to have a lot of new air conditioner? BTUs, baby.
BTUs.
BTUs. Not to be confused with that K-pop band that everybody tries to get us to play all the time, BTS. BTUs are what make your air conditioner cold. And you want to have lots of BTUs.
Yep.
So I go on the internet, and I find myself an air conditioner because I don't feel like driving to the store. I just want free delivery on an air conditioner.
You think, why not?
I'm on board so far. Everything sounds good to me.
I don't have to lift it. Great. Have it delivered to my house. Give me my BTUs. I want 15,000. That sounds good.
Okay. That's a lot of BTUs.
I feel like that's a lot of BTUs. And Antoine, I didn't know how many BTUs my current air conditioner was because it is so old. The label had fallen off. So I don't know. Maybe it's 15. But if it's less, I'll get some more. Fantastic. Great. So my air conditioner arrives yesterday and...
I couldn't stop looking at it. It was just so big.
So huge. It's huge. It's too big.
It's too big.
Yes.
Well, you just huge.
You gotta cut a bigger window hole.
Oh my God. I'll cut a bigger window hole. All right, this is not one of your stupid thang hacks here. You saved that for Friday.
It's too big, so what are you gonna do now? You gotta return it.
Oh, God, I gotta bring it back. Yeah. I gotta bring it back. You know,
Are they gonna pick it up? Someone to pick it up and...
No, there's no someone to pick it up.
Oh, well.
That's frustrating for whoever delivered it to you.
I felt bad. I felt bad, actually, anyway, as I realized when it was arriving. I thought, man, you know, we get texts from FedEx guys and UPS people and how they got to deliver everything now, because we just order things online because it's just cheaper to have it shipped, and they're delivering heavy things like tires and furniture's free shipping.
Yeah.
So I thought about that, and I felt guilty, and this thing is... massive. It's 120 pounds.
Ooh.
For an air conditioner.
That's a lot of BTUs. That's what it is. You're carrying a person.
I know.
Yeah. Nice little teenager.
That's a lot of BTUs. Too many BTUs. That's what I learned. And like a dummy, I just never looked. This is the problem. You buy something online, no clue. Didn't bother. When I was searching window air conditioner, I just assumed
the size
of a window. Yeah. You know?
Well,
I didn't realize there was bay window air conditioning unit. Good Lord, this thing is so big. And I measured, it would fit in the window, barely. And it's just so, it's too much. It's too much air conditioning. I feel like it would have turned the house into the North Pole. So now I got to take the thing back. Oh,
especially since we're heading into, you know,
fall. I know.
And then you get a new AC.
It's not even the time of the year.
You're
really going to use it.
Huge unit.
Oh, whatever. Have you looked at the forecast for the next week?
It's going to be hot.
Hot and stupid. So now I got to try to figure out how to get that air conditioner before tomorrow, because it's too dang hot in the house without that thing. Oh, my God. Too big. I had to get a neighbor help me lift it into the car.
They're probably like, oh, shoot. He's going to ask me to do something.
When that box came and I saw how big the box was, I thought, all right, well, maybe there's, you know, that all the styrofoam on the sides and it's packed in there real tight. And I open it up and it is end to end in the box, this air conditioner. And I thought, my God, I ordered, like, this is for a school. Like, this is for just too many. This is a problem on the internet, man. You try to buy pants online. Next thing you know, way too big, way too small. Shoes. air conditioners.
You just got to do some research. Before you hit buy now.
Or go to store, I guess.
Didn't say that. That's just crazy. They didn't have here for a reason. Let's not get crazy.
What is this? 2018? The store? What are you talking about? You ever accidentally buy something too big, too small? You can share or you can just mock me. Go ahead. Text 52353. Diamond of the day is next.
It was a big day for her. She got married. She's so happy. Family was all there. She got married to what?
To what?
Who?
So not a to who?
No.
She didn't marry a to who. She marries a to what. So that is on the way next. Hey! She didn't get married to a who. She got married to a what. What's the what? Here we go.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Oh, Kate. She got her family's approval. Okay. Her dad was okay with it.
Well, that's good.
She said, I mean, this first started out as an idea, the idea of marriage. And she said, okay, well, I'm ready for it. I have two kids. I'm a single mom. I'm ready for marriage. Okay. And I want to marry not a person.
Not a who. There's not a who here.
Is that a who?
Not the baby daddy. Not somebody else that she met.
Uh-uh. But she gets her peace from the forest. So why not marry her favorite tree?
Her favorite tree.
Yes. She got married to a tree. Also, this was to send a message. That, you know, against illegal logging. People were cutting down trees. Okay. So it was also to send a message.
So is she marrying the tree to keep the tree in this forest? Sort of like when you try to marry someone so they can stay in America? Is this the same thing?
Yeah, but this is her tree. She married the tree.
Okay.
Yeah, she even put out that she expected to have to deliver a hen later. Like, she went all out for this. She dressed up in green. And she became her own, like, almost her own...
Tree lady.
Tree lady.
So she's kind of a tree.
Yeah.
Does she have wood-like skin at all, this woman?
Lots of green.
Lots of green.
She dressed in green. She had green heels. Yeah, but Kate Cunningham is now a married woman, married a tree.
Okay. You said something about hens. She's going to have a hen?
Yeah, she said, she added that in. She said, I will be delivering a hen later on. It was something
You know what's crazy about this?
All of it. Antoine,
yes,
that's a
crime. All
but
of
people
it.
People get
but,
married correct. To chandeliers and trains.
But the craziest part is people marry trees.
Yep.
To keep them from being cut down.
No, you can't. You cannot marry a tree.
She did.
I just found a story from 2018.
Where you can marry a tree.
Woman marries 100-year-old tree in hopes of saving it from being cut down.
Because if it's your husband or wife.
Yeah, you can't. That's
you
murder.
Can't, that is.
Oh, man. 100-year-old tree. She just sounds like a gold digger because that's an old tree. So
yeah.
We have that going on.
We had the stories before where someone married a chandelier. Remember that? There was a woman that got married to her favorite chandelier. There
I feel
was a
like
woman
these
that married
all
a train.
Happen in England. Like, they never happen here. Are the marriage laws just really wacky there and you can kind of marry anything you want?
Well, maybe there's someone out there. There, like, that's married to a computer.
It's either England or Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are the two places that people are getting married to trees.
So maybe in VA, maybe in Roanoke, there's someone that is married to, like, they're married to the Hardee's building.
Okay.
Ooh. You know, like, they're married to a building.
That's romantic.
Yeah.
So
would you be married to a building? Your favorite building?
My favorite building.
Would you marry something?
Best Buy. Will you take this ring?
This is my wife, Mrs. Best Buy.
I'm going to marry my Xbox. You're like, I'm going
to
marry.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're married to the liquor store. Hey, how's it going? No, no one's married to anything.
If you
I'm
were
sorry.
Married to the liquor store, yeah? It could be from A to Z. ABC store, Zach. A to Z. That could be your hashtag.
Oh,
don't
no,
you crickets
you,
me.
You
don't
know
you?
Don't you crickets no, but me. I like it because you can hashtag it.
You get a hashtag.
Yeah, because you always got
a
hashtag.
A to Z.
It.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's my couple.
That is cute.
Okay.
Don't you cricket me.
Yes, but there's something that you would marry. You know, you can text that in to
what
five,
are you,
two, three,
yes.
Five,
what are you going to marry? So you can't marry a person.
Yeah.
No living. Actually, the tree. But so no, you can't marry your pet dog either. But I guess it has to be a building or a tree or what's
yeah,
yours
you
then,
marry
Monica?
Your iPhone.
You marry your iPhone?
Well, I would marry probably a hot mug of coffee.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then
like
you
the
have to keep
that.
Have to keep it hot.
You have to keep renewing your marriage.
Oh God. All right, you know what? Fine. You get one too.
I was about to say, if I get crickets, you
yes, okay, well.
Oh man. Can we couple swap on this hot cup of coffee thing? I am totally down with that. Well, this is taking a turn for
it
the
has.
Very high class and scientific here on the show. But it makes sense because we hang out with lunatics, like people who put peanut butter on meatloaf,
yeah.
Which is just insane. If you miss that, we will explain in a minute. Brand new anger diary on the way. I have a survival tip, so I'm going to pass it along to you. Zach's survival tip 710 right here on the K92 Morning Thing. All right, you can't marry a person anymore. I guess you got to marry a thing. Because we got some lady marrying a tree.
Yep.
And Monica is going to get married to a nice mug of hot coffee.
Oh, yes.
Could be dangerous.
It could be.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe a comfortable lawn chair. That'd be nice.
If you spill the coffee on you, do you press charges against the coffee?
I don't know.
How many times am I going to use this button today?
I hope it breaks.
It's getting worn out. Text 52353. We have somebody.
Who wants a taco?
It is Taco Tuesday. So they've gone ahead and chosen that. And our friend, he likes to be anonymous because he's of the popo variety. Uh-huh. But he would like to be married to a brick house.
Oh, yeah.
Because she'll be
like,
mighty, mighty.
I love it.
She's mighty, mighty. Just letting it all hang out.
Really not soft around the edges, though, so there's that little thing.
Oh, she's really
okay.
The corners. Corners get you.
Really are talking about this
today. I know.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to have serious talk, you go somewhere else. If you want to go learn, you go to NPR. You can go eat a piece of straw. You can listen to Star Country, whatever. Oh. We should go do the show on Star Country today.
I just walk in there.
Let's do
it. Because it's Brett and Boomer, uh-huh. And it's right down the hall, and Brett's not here today.
He wouldn't know.
Yeah, we'll just push Boomer out of the way. I wonder if there's a button I can push on here on this console to just take over their radio station. Oh, there's got to be.
It's always that secret button.
Let's call it. We'll wake up our computer guy because he'll be very confused. And I'll just, like, hypothetically, I mean, what if there was an emergency and I needed to take over Star Country? How would I hypothetically do that?
Which button?
Mm-hmm. And then I'll take it over. Mm-hmm. And we can be over there, too, and enjoy. Like I said, it's going to be one of those days. But I blame Antoine's weird friend from yesterday.
That's fair.
What is wrong with that guy? I mean, the thing that he puts on his meatloaf.
He likes his protein.
Is ridiculous. I've never heard of this one. Never, not once. Sometimes there's wacky food combinations or just people eating food the wrong way. And you've heard of it.
Yeah.
And you say, no, thank you. And you move on.
Or even like a kind of interested in it a little bit.
Not
like,
this one.
But no.
This guy crazy.
No.
He makes the meatloafs on his plate. He goes and gets a jar of peanut butter. Gets a spoon out, puts it on there, gets a knife, spreads it out, okay. Gets peanut butter.
One question, and you may not know the answer to this. Is he a serial killer?
I do not know the answer to that.
It's possible.
No, peanut butter on meatloaf. No. Oh.
Does this guy have a yacht? Is he rich at all?
No, he's super strong, though. So I couldn't really say it to his face.
No, but what I'm saying is he has no extra benefit to you. Like, you don't get to hang out on his yacht.
No, he doesn't add anything to my life other than friendship.
Get him out of here. He's done. Break up with him yesterday?
I did not.
Oh.
No.
I did not. We're going to see if we can work through this for
Maybe
our friendship.
Maybe he's married to his peanut butter.
Now, I will. Let me try to make it an argument for peanut butter on your meatloaf. I have had a burger before with peanut butter on it.
Yes.
That is a thing. Yeah. I've heard of that. Yep. There was one year at Burger Fest. That was the winning burger. Mm-hmm. And it had peanut butter on it. Yep. I tasted it, and it was a pretty good burger. Meatloaf is essentially a square piece of hamburger.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really all it is, with a couple of different ingredients.
Green peppers.
So, but that's all it is. Just think of it that way.
I can't.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the people. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so I have this list of things you're not supposed to do in the morning, and I'm pretty sure we do all of them. So these are, if you want to set yourself up for success for the day, you're not supposed to do any of these. One of them I violently disagree with because it goes against Monica's new husband, Mr. Coffee.
Oh, no.
I know.
What?
No, we can't be doing that. It's ridiculous.
Can't wait to hear this.
We're going
to
get into Hot Potato, the game of yelling back and forth for prizes. Tons of different prizes to choose from. Then that brand new birthday scam, Zach's survival tip, will be 7:10 here on the K92 Morning Thing. Freddie Mac will be at the newly remodeled Walmart that is in Parisburg on Sunday, and he has a $500 Visa gift card that you could win. So that alone is like, hey, let me just show up between noon and 2. It's the Walmart on Kinter Way in Parisburg this Sunday with a $500 Visa gift card from K92.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Monica Brooks just married a cup of coffee. And now they're already talking smack about your new husband.
What?
I know. Can you believe this?
Why would they do such a thing?
I don't know. I'm going to stand up for your man, your new man.
I mean, you love him.
Yep.
Antoine, you used to.
I used to, but not anymore.
Yeah.
You cheater. I'm loyal to the bromance.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Going right after Monica's new man, cup of coffee. They're talking about having to marry a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some lady married a tree, so Monica's going to marry a cup of coffee. And it is on my list of five things you shouldn't do in the morning.
Ooh.
Drink coffee.
Boo.
Yes.
No.
Why? Wrong. Why not?
It says your body naturally produces higher amounts of the stress hormone cortisol, which regulates energy between 8 and 9 in the morning. So, blah, blah, blah. You're supposed to drink coffee after 9:30 a.m.
After 9:30.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotta wait, but no.
When our day's half over, that's about time for chamomile tea around here, 9:30.
No, I can't.
But I guess these are all things that if you're somebody that has a hard time getting going,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people are that person, these are things that you should not do. And chances are you're doing all of them. And I think you're allowed to at least pick one. And say, all right, well, I'm still drinking coffee.
Oh,
too
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. Another one is hit the snooze button, which I've always been a fan of not doing.
Yes, I am on that train.
I am anti-snooze.
No snooze.
Oh, no snooze.
You set your alarm for a reason.
Well,
get up.
I like to set like 12 alarms, though.
No, set
which
one.
Which is kind of like a snooze.
It is. Well, it is.
It's just the worst snooze.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad because you'll start entering the sleep cycles. And when you don't finish the sleep cycle, it makes you feel worse. I'll give you a little tidbit when it comes to the sleep cycles. They basically run in about 90-minute increments. I know this from years of being sleep deprived. So you want 4.5 hours sleep, or 6, or 7.5, or 9. That's what you're looking for when you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is in between a sleep cycle, and you have a worse chance of feeling groggy
and not
feeling like you had a great night's sleep. And that does sort of explain why there's some nights maybe you get 4.5 hours and you think, God, I feel really good. And the other day I got 8 hours of sleep and I felt wrong. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't shake it because you're on the wrong sleep cycle. So just think in that 90 minutes, start at 4.5 and then do some very basic math after that. But math is hard. I get it. So 4.5, 6, 7.5,
okay.
9. 9, we also refer to as the Mariah Carey amount of sleep because nobody actually gets that. Okay, next one. Don't be checking email or social media while you're still in bed first thing in the morning, because before you know it, an hour's gone by, you're late.
Yeah.
You start the day off on the wrong
foot. A lot of us do that, though. Look at our phone.
Well, yeah, it's saying don't. That's why it's on here.
Yes,
it's saying
Monica.
Don't, but are we going to stop, really?
You don't have to be so defiant. I mean, basically, she's saying up yours.
Let's start out wrong when it told me no coffee. Come on.
Third one says leave your bed unmade. According to research, making your bed is associated with increased productivity throughout the rest of the day. So if you're able to do that, you know.
Yeah, we have people still.
We have people in those beds, so that doesn't work that way. But my wife makes the bed, so at least there's that. And the final one is don't get ready in the dark. Because even though it's hard to maybe turn the lights on or open the window shades if this was summertime and the sun was actually out right now, but getting ready in the dark will signal to your body, it's nighttime, feel tired.
Mm. Oh.
Your brain sucks. That's what it is. Your brain goes, oh, it's nighttime, man, I want to go back to sleep. And you have to fight through that.
Yep.
So those are all the things you can do. And again, that drink coffee one was dumb. So we're
toss
taking that one.
One.
That one's been tossed.
Yeah.
Can't be so mean to Monica's husband. They're newlyweds, for crying out loud.
So many people love him.
It just said just start later. Just love him later.
Ugh. Oh. It's not too late to fire you from this show. Just want you to be clear. That could happen at any time. Zach's survival tip. It's the brand new Anger Diary. That is at 7:10. Hot Potato is next. We have a ton of different prizes to choose from. I got to go grab the list so I can run it all down. Just a reminder, the K92 Secret Sound is back on Thursday. $5,000 just for identifying a sound. This is the sound. What is it? Start paying attention for the next few days because you might hear... Oh my God, I know what that is!
I know it.
The K92 Secret Sound returns Thursday, 7 a.m. here on your K92 Morning Thing. Coming up in the trending, if you missed that Disney deal, the one that Antoine scooped up, one of our listener friends, Josh, was asking me about that deal yesterday. I'm like, dude, bro, that expired. Too bad.
Gone.
I have another one. There's another option. There's another way you could get the Disney Plus deal if you're interested. That is coming up in 10 minutes in the trending.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, potato. Potato, potato. Potato, potato, potato.
You don't want to be left holding the potato. It's empty carbs. It's not keto friendly to hold on to the potato and lose. Immediately, if you hold on the potato, it just, it like melts right into your thighs. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yes.
So the pressure is on. Antoine versus Monica. We say good morning to Dyra. Hello, Dyra.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
All righty.
Who's your partner today?
Let's go with Monica.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Try the Monica today. So hang on, Dyra. That means good morning, Diana. How are you?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing good. Diana, you'll be teamed up with Antoine, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. You are welcome. Antoine versus Monica. Now, Monica, you were chosen first. So you'll go first in round one. Best of three. I'll give you a category, and then you have 20 seconds to go back and forth in that category. Are we ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Let's start with state capitals. Go.
Atlanta.
Richmond.
Is Atlanta the capital?
I don't know. It's not the capital.
Keep going.
gosh, I have to actually thank Zach. This is stupid. I don't know my capitals. I have no idea. I'm frozen.
You have none.
I have none. Like, my brain just went flat. Like, thinking about capitals. I'm like, what is the capital of Austin, Texas? Like, is it? What?
Oh, you're just going to start shouting out cities? That is embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Wow. My brain just went on. Just shut down.
Yeah, because isn't Augusta the capital?
That's what I thought. I'm looking it up to double check.
It is Augusta.
Because Antoine did say Richmond. So
I thought you at least start in this state.
Yeah, I didn't.
Wow.
I didn't even think about us. No.
Are you a flat earther also?
I mean,
I take it back. I take it back. She was right. Atlanta is the capital now.
Okay. Well,
Augusta was the first one.
Aha. Yes. I was going on historical originals, of course, because you know me. I'm a history buff. Well, it doesn't matter. He said Richmond, and then you sat there.
Well, that's completely gone.
That was embarrassing.
I know.
Wow. Good grief. Okay, point for you, Antoine.
I had to really think.
Side note, no geography.
Kids, if you're listening this morning, you don't need geography. We'll go to school, one. Two, if you want to work in this job, why, I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
But you don't have to go to
Let
school.
Let me just drink my husband right here.
That's funny. He wants a divorce.
If you weren't listening to the show earlier, that sounded horribly wrong.
Oh, well, yes.
But that's fine. You go,
coffee,
you continue. Monica is losing 1-0. Antoine, you are up. Here we go. You will start this time. 20 seconds to give us activities that thrill seekers like to do. Go!
Skydive.
They like to jump off of a cliff.
Ride roller coasters.
Scuba diving.
Swimming with sharks.
And they riding a bike really hard.
Race cars.
They like axe throwing.
Safari rides.
I'm going to give Antoine the point on safari rides. Okay. That is the victory right there.
That was disappointing.
Yes.
Monica.
Sorry, Dyra.
Oh, man. I like, Antoine, your strategy, by the way, where he says... Safari rides.
Safari.
I'm trying to drag it out.
Yeah, I get that extra half a second.
Yep. Every single time he's going, scuba diving.
So what I try to do is balance out Monica's energy, because Monica has an energy of, shoot. And then she gets hurt, so I'm like, let me make her even more nervous by seeing so
dragging
calm and collected.
Dragging it out, yes. Well, congratulations to Diana.
Big winner of all of those different prizes.
So You Think You Can Dance live November 4th at the Salem Civic Center. Henry Street Festival this weekend, downtown Roanoke. And you have Tour of Destruction, Motor Mile Speedway Racing meets Demolition Derby on September 21st. Trending on the way, have that Disney deal for you. Also, it's one of those Apple iPhone days. So I have what you can expect later on today, so you don't have to waste your time scrolling around on the internet. And the hottest new trend in selfies. Is this what makes you look awesome in your selfies? Brand new Anger Diary at 7:10 as well. Zach's survival tip here on the thing. Drop it
like that. The K92 Morning Thing. Trending top three. Number three.
Antoine scooped up the original Disney Plus deal.
Immediately.
Because it's going to be $6.99 a month, and the one that you scooped up was, what, $4?
Yeah, it's like right under $4 a month.
You had to sign up for 3 years, though.
Yes.
And that deal's over with.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody hit me up on Facebook yesterday. Hey, what was the link for that again? I said, bro,
it's gone.
Too late. Sorry. But then this popped into my, I was going to say my inbox, but it didn't. I found this on the internet, and it is another way to get a Disney Plus deal. It cuts the price to less than $5 a month. There is a catch on this one. You have to have a Disney Visa card. So if you have a Disney Visa card.
Okay.
Or I guess you could go sign up for one, because they've been sending out this offer to people who have a Disney Visa card. You can take $20 off a 2-year Disney Plus subscription, which works out to $4.96 a month. Or you can have $40 off if you do 3 years, which is $4.69.
All right.
So that's not bad.
That's not bad at all. You know, if you get it, you're going to have it for 3 years anyway, so you might as well.
Well, YouTube, or you're stuck with it for 3 years. But yeah, so if you want that, and that will expire, that's available through the end of the month. So there is still some time if you want to look into that one.
Number two.
Today is Apple Announcement Day.
Okay.
So that's when they get together and do this every September, right around this time, make big announcements, introduce the new iPhone or the new iWatch or whatever it is that they say is going to revolutionize. But it's definitely going to revolutionize our bank accounts as we go ahead and sign up this $1,000 again.
Always.
Yeah. That's the new price for stuff.
It's like checking account day. You just send them your checking account number and they pick out what they send you back.
I've resisted the last couple new iPhones, but I don't know. I might have to
bite
the
bullet.
I got a 7. And I'm starting to feel...
Okay.
Hey, don't be making noises like, what do you have, an 8?
Yeah.
Okay, like you're any better than me.
I didn't say anything.
Monica,
we're on the
11 now. You're just as bad as I am.
You know that 8 came out 2 weeks after that 7 did.
Exactly.
As fast as they turn them around.
Jeez. A 7. Much just throw up on me. I mean, God.
Peasant.
iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, 11R, 11 Max, all those things, you know. So they'll add more advanced cameras, faster chips, the next iOS, and maybe dark green.
Ooh, yeah. That's
not for
weird.
Me.
Yeah, weird to see a dark green.
It doesn't really matter the color your iPhone is.
Because
the minute you get it, you can put a case on it.
Yeah.
So if you want dark green, get a dark green case. There you go. Ta-da. But yeah, $1,000 for the middle price one. They're saying $799. But you never know. This is just what people are speculating and guessing, but they could come out with anything else or, you know, give you some fancy new watch where this naked lady jumps out of it and goes, hello.
Number one.
The hottest new selfie pose. Duck face isn't the cool one anymore.
That one's been gone.
You have to chin self.
Which is...
You don't know how to chin self?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Ooh.
See, I can
do it. How do you chin self?
Wow, loser. Jeez.
Peasant.
The chin self is the one where you're supposed to put your... You put your hand underneath your chin, and you do sort of one finger on your chin, and then you sort of pensively or seductively... Look away.
I think I've done it, but I didn't know it was they had,
I've
had
done
a title.
It. Yeah, I know his name
I've
either.
I've done it before.
Yeah, Antoine does a lot of chin self. We're actually just looking at some pictures on our Facebook page. There's a lot of Antoine going, chin self.
I like to gaze longingly away.
Yes, yes. So that's what you do, is you put your one hand up sort of like underneath your chin like I am thinking real hard, and it's your one finger, and then you look away.
Just looking out into nature.
Yeah, like you're really deep in thought when all you're really thinking is, oh, Taco Tuesday. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm going to do later. I'm going to get me a
taco. The chin selfie.
So the chin selfie. You're not cool unless you do the chin selfie. Also, I have here posting too many selfies makes you look like a loser. So watch out on that one.
Too many selfies. Ooh. Oh, no.
There is a limit. Oh, and the other one that's hot now is the posy. I see that one a lot. Our friend Freddie Mac does the posy a lot.
Oh, okay.
What's the posy?
The posy is, it's basically a selfie, but someone else has taken the picture, and you're usually always, I'm laughing right now.
Or I'm running. Oh, he used to do the running selfie, but he wasn't really running.
Right.
Yeah, like he just looked like he was in motion.
Where they act like they've been caught by some sort of photographer that follows them around when really it's their wife or boyfriend going, all right, let me take 6 more. Hang on.
On 3.
Remember, pretend you're laughing again.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, today I have a survival tip. And this is not rub 2 sticks together to make fire or how to build a hut out of a leaf and some string. It is a home survival tip. At least it is in my house. Don't move. That's right. Don't move. That's how you survive. And not from a bear attack or a burglar or something. I just mean the children. Because as long as you sit there and don't make a sound and don't move a muscle, you're good. But the second you even make a twitch of your body remotely in the direction of the kitchen,
hey, as long as you're in there, can you get me a snack?
What makes you think I'm going in there? And why are you watching me like a hawk, just waiting for me to show any sign of life so you can turn me into the butler again? And really, I can't decide what's worse, getting ass the second I move my body, or then going in the kitchen, filling all of the demands, and then sitting down and hearing,
"The next time you're in the kitchen, can you?"
No! No, I cannot! Okay, fine, I'm sure I will because I'm a big loser. But I'm not going back in there for a while. Fine, I'll do it right now. Man, I am so not in charge of anything. And here's another one I love. Why does nobody in the world seem to know their option, even when the options are basically the same now through the end of time? Here's what I'm talking about. I'll ask the kids what they want for breakfast, and they'll say,
"What is there?"
Well, there's waffles, toast, and cereal. Next day, "Hey, what do you kids want for breakfast?"
"What is there?"
Waffles, toast, and cereal just like yesterday. Do I look like I'm whipping up short order cook items on some menu or something? And let's be clear, it's not just the children who act like this. Think of all the times you're at the McDonald's drive-thru and there's a dodo in front of you taking forever. "Oh, I just don't know what to get. What do they have?" They have burgers, they have fries, they have nuggets. It's basically the same thing they've always had. And further, doesn't everybody go to fast food because they have a specific craving in mind? At least for me, it's always, "I'm in the mood for a Doritos Loco Taco. I'm going to Taco Bell." Are there people out there that just say, "I'm in the mood to order food. Let me just pull in here and see what happens." When I go to a bar with my wife,
"Oh, I don't know what to get. What do they have?"
Alcohol! They have alcohol! See that big line of bottles up there on the wall? The same ones that every bar has? Those. Order those. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye. On the way, you can feel skinnier just by smelling something. It's probably something you have in your house right now that you could smell that will make you feel thinner. That is on the way and blow your mind in 10 minutes. Now, somebody's playing favorites. Mama's playing favorites.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love.
Aww.
The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
We say good morning to not Jessica. She would like to remain anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're having issues. Mom's playing favorites.
Yes.
are you favorite or are you not favorite?
I wish I was the favorite.
Ah, okay. See, because Antoine on the show thinks he's the favorite.
I feel like I'm the favorite.
Yeah, he
I'm the baby, so usually the baby is the favorite.
Yeah, there is that. I don't know. See, I have two kids, and yeah. I prefer my daughter over my son.
Daddy, little girl, you pick the favorite.
And she's older, but she's also less
Love
annoying.
Them both.
Right? Well, yeah, yes. Sure, all of that stuff. But you have to pick a favorite. I'm sorry. Every parent that says, "I don't pick favorites, I love them equally." No. Because they're different people. Even if they're twins, one of them is slightly better than the other one. And not Jessica, you are unfortunately slightly worse. Is that what we have?
Well, I feel that way.
Okay, what's going on?
I have a sister and two brothers, and my mom always joked about having a favorite, which I kind of never wanted to believe, but her favorite is my oldest sibling, who is my brother, like 100%. And the problem is, now that we all have kids, she's actually picking amongst her grandkids. So there's seven grandchildren.
Okay. That's a lot of grandkids.
A lot of grandkids. And, of course, she favors my oldest brother and his two girls. And I know it sounds petty, but she actually requests to babysit his kids. And, like, my sister and I only ask if we can't find another babysitter. We never bother her, yet she volunteers to.
Gotcha. And
babysit.
Does she ever volunteer for you or your sister?
No, not once. My brother, no problem. She's there all the time. It's the most unfair thing in the world. And it's my sister and I agree. Like, it's not in my head.
Okay. So he is the favorite. You know,
and even his kids.
I know. Are his kids awesome?
I don't know. Are they deserving of being the favorites is what Zach is asking.
Okay, you know what? I'll ask it the other way. Are his kids the worst? And maybe that's why she has to volunteer. Do they need more help than the rest of you?
No, not at all. And it's even crazier because my brother is more financially well off than we are, too. So he could afford to have him. You know, a nanny if he wanted every day.
He doesn't need one. He's got a freebie.
No, they're definitely not better than my kids. Like, promise that.
Ooh.
My kids are not better than my kids. My kids are actually better behaved.
Okay.
And, you know, my kids are, my kids are 5 and 7, and they actually, I think they notice that they're not the favorite. Like, she doesn't give them as much attention. And I don't know if I'm being too sensitive, but.
I don't know, because again, I think it's just, it's a natural thing in human nature to just rank stuff. It just is. We love lists. We love rankings. Exactly.
But when it comes to your grandkids, though.
There's seven of them. You got to rank them. Someone's the worst.
But you can't just target just the one sibling.
I have a huge family. I have a very big family. My mother was 1 of 10. Everybody has kids. His kids have kids, right? If you were to name a family member right now, I could tell you who their favorite whatever was, who their favorite grandkid was, who's their favorite aunt.
Because you almost have to. Yeah, I mean, let's try this.
You got out your way, though, to request.
Not Jessica. You have 2 kids of your own, yes?
Yes.
Which one is your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
Whatever. That's because she knows one of them is definitely.
My favorite is whichever one I'm looking
at. What do you do in this situation? Have you had issues like this where you have to deal with maybe you're the sibling and you feel like someone else is being favored all the time and it bothered you? Was there something you could do about it? Is there a grandkid situation? Let's see if we can help, not Jessica. We joke about all the kids and the rankings and stuff, but if the kids are noticing and that's affecting their mood or anything, that is an issue. We got to try to figure it out. So go ahead and call in now, 540-774-9236. Maybe you are the favorite and you just want to brag. 800-468-9236. Text as well, 52353. Jessica, hang on, and we'll see if we can help you out, okay? Oh, yeah. Try that. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
It's like it always have right there. Okay. Their favorites in the family, and we don't have the favorite on with us right now.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Things, let's be honest.
Now, Jessica is our favorite because she's on with us. So good morning, not Jessica. How are you?
Good. Happy to be someone's favorite.
That's right. You're our favorite. Your brother's dumb. Boo! 7 grandkids, which, man, I can't imagine having to deal with more than 2 kids' activities and stuff. Soccer games and dance recitals and all of those things. It's one thing when you got a couple kids. I mean, Jessica, you have 2 kids of your own. Yes, 5 and 7?
Correct.
Right. Even that becomes insane when it's a schedule, especially this time of year, back sports, to school. Yeah. Oh, my God. Sports every night and dances every night. Uh-huh. And if there's 7 of them, these kids are going to have to up their game. They're going to have to prove to me why, because I'm going to have to make some choices. But you feel like your brother was always treated like the favorite in the family, and now his kids, they're also getting all the special treatment from your mom.
Yes, that is 100% true. And it's funny because my oldest brother sees it, and he loves all the attention. And honestly, I think his kids really love the attention, too. And he laughs about it. He thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't take any of it seriously, and my sister and I are, like, really serious about it, but she won't confront my mother.
Well, because it's so hard to do because you feel like I'm a grown adult, and I don't want to be like, Mommy, you don't treat me as well as you sound like you're 4 again, and you don't want to do that. So is there anything we can do to help? Let's go ahead and talk to – okay, so we have not Jessica on the phone with us right here, but now we have a Jess, an actual Jess. So good morning, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, so go ahead. What's on your mind?
I don't know if I have the best advice for this situation, but I was kind of in a similar situation, but I was not the favorite.
Okay. And so what happened?
So growing up, my sister would always get to go on these like school trips and everything. And whenever I asked one time when I was a senior, my parents told me no.
Why do you think that was? Why do you think your sister had everything? Was she the baby? Was she older? What was it? Did you steal a car when you were 9 and they never let you live it down?
Well, she's the baby.
Okay.
Oh. And I have twins, so I guess from my experience, I would never treat my kids like one of them is more important than the other, and that's kind of what my parents did.
Yeah. So,
you felt that.
I mean, I guess at least you can pass it on and say, okay, this is my parenting style. This is how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't treat either of my kids any differently, but there are definitely days where one annoys me more than the other.
Yeah, and I think that's what it comes down to.
Loud. Okay. So it's really what you're saying is suck it up, buttercup. And all you can do is control your world around you, your family. And that's pretty much it. So thank you, Jess. Let's move on to Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Hi.
All right, Laura, what's on your mind?
I actually have the perspective of the grandkids.
Okay.
My grandmother definitely played favorites. My mom had kids really young, had us, and it was 10, 15 years later till my other aunts and uncles had kids, and she would always babysit my aunt's kids, but they...
Hang on. God, I hate phones. I hate them. I hate phones. Gosh, we have to fill in that story. We don't know what happened there.
Grandma just turned it down.
She did.
Somebody would get babysat, and then we don't know what would happen after that. The other ones would get thrown out.
You know, it sounded like there was a 10-year gap, and so that means you had all that kid stuff, and then when the new babies came in, this was, like, really exciting. This was throwback.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get all nostalgic and everything. It's like when they bring back the Gilmore Girls. Everybody gets all excited again. Man, I don't know. And it's tough, not Jessica, because I sit here in this studio with a couple of babies because both Antoine and Monica are doing all the babies of the family, right?
Well,
I'm the baby. I'm my mother's baby, but in my giant family, no, I'm not. I wish.
Yeah. See, I have a situation. For me, I was an only child. I wish there was another sibling that my mother liked better, so she would just leave me alone just like a little bit, because I would definitely not be the favorite. I'm a pain. I'm a lot to take. But when I'm the only one, the tough thing here is because the kids sort of notice it.
Yeah. And the kids, I can tell you. Being in a large family and notice, like, kids noticing, it stands out.
Yeah. So
it
what really does she stands do, out. Antoine? You're the one who works with kids. You're the expert, or at least
I think communication. She has a conversation
it always comes back
with
to
her mom and let her know how the kids are feeling, not from her perspective, but what the kids say or how the kids feel about grandma. Because if you tell a grandmother or a grandfather how their grandkids feel about them and it's not favorable, those grandparents will switch it around.
But if they don't change it, if she decides, okay.
You tried.
Well, then you put them in a home.
You tried.
Oh.
There it is, Jessica. You'll have the last say. I'm going to put you in a home and not one of those good ones. That's how it works.
No.
Communicate now, spite later. Now, see, Antoine, he's really coming around as a full member of this show now. Helpful advice followed by really not helpful advice. Not Jessica. It's something to think on, and if there is an update, then we'd certainly love to hear it. But ultimately, you have to... You know, you treat your kids the best you possibly can, and you make them feel as happy as you can, and you feel good about yourself, and that's really all you can do. Or create some white lies about your brother's kids talking about your mom behind their back.
Too.
That might be good.
She probably would defend him.
Okay. Well, we tried. Blow Your Mind is next. All you have to do is smell this thing. This morning you could do this, and you will feel thinner.
Ooh.
You won't be thinner.
But you'll feel it.
But you'll at least feel thinner, so it's a good start to the day. That is 6 minutes away. All you have to do is smell this thing, and you will feel thinner this morning. You won't be thinner, but, you know, fake it till you make it right now.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I got headlines, wacky news stories, interesting news stories. Take a little something out of the headline, and you try to guess. You play along. It's the home game edition of the K92 Morning Thing. Here it is. Smelling blank will make you feel thinner. A, vanilla. B, lemon. C, dog poop.
I'm going vanilla.
All right.
I'll say lemon.
You feel like
I think lemon is citrus.
You think it's lemon, it's citrus, it's bright. Monica Brooks!
All
correct!
Right.
Yeah. You are correct.
Lemon in your water.
And Antoine, you're the exact opposite because this study says smelling vanilla makes you feel fatter.
Oh, maybe because it smells so delicious you want to eat something.
That actually kind of is exactly why it says. And Monica's reasoning of it's light, it's fresh. That's what the citrus is in the lemon. And it doesn't make you lose any weight.
But you feel lighter.
But you just feel lighter. You feel fresher as you start your day. That's how our brain associates different smells with things. And when we think of vanilla, we think of things like cookies and ice cream that aren't good for us. So that will make you feel fatter. So
a little bloat.
Yeah. But you know what? If you're feeling bad, especially if you're someone who has a lot of body and self-esteem issues, and you know deep down that, like, all right, I'm not, my brain is just messing with me and I need a quick pick-me-up. Do a little quick smell of citrus.
Yeah, a little lemon water.
Yeah, if you can trick your brain into that, then you are good to go. Next story. Here we go. Couple gets into a brawl over blank. A, tacos. B, whose side of the bed is whose? Or C, iPhone versus Android? All very heated topics.
Since it's Tuesday, I'm going tacos.
You think it's Taco Tuesday?
I'm going for side of the bed.
Okay, side of the bed. Monica Brooks, you are wrong.
That means you're wrong.
Antoine, you're correct.
Side of the bed.
Side of the bed it is. I know it is Taco Tuesday, so maybe it was a soft versus hard shell argument. Or we often have tension with Antoine because he doesn't love tacos. And then he tries to show up at Taco Tuesday anyway, like some sort of spy.
Hey, guys.
Communist.
Mm-hmm. Hi,
hey,
guys.
How's this Taco Tuesday thing going? You don't even know what you're talking about. Side of the bed. There's two ladies, Ashley Crampton and her 26-year-old wife, were at the Budget Inn in Clearwater, Florida. Hot vacation destination. And Ashley's wife took her side of the bed.
Uh-oh.
And they had an argument, and she was so furious, kicked her out of bed, and then punched her when she tried to get back in.
The other side of the bed probably was really bad.
Yeah, it's like a dent in the mattress or something.
Some people are very possessive of their side of the bed. My wife is that way. And I never felt like I got the choice in this whole thing. And I don't know if I necessarily love my side of the bed, but it's mine.
Yeah, it is.
And she gave me the lady side. Is what I call it, just for lack of a better description, because it's the side that's all on the inside of the room. Usually it's, I'm the man, I will protect you by the door.
The door.
But I guess I am not strong enough to protect
I'm by the door, too.
You could run, like that side. You can run out faster.
And I'm used to it at the house, but there's something about when we go out of town and we go to like a hotel. I don't know, I just feel like, no. It's always the side that doesn't have a good plug or doesn't have an end table or doesn't have a clock. I'm like, why am I always on the loser side? I don't want to be on this side. Antoine, do you have a side?
No.
What?
Never. Not really a side or anything. It's just.
I think, lay down.
Yeah, just like I said.
Just sleep on the floor.
Growing up in a big family, you slept wherever you found a soft spot.
I slept in a bucket.
No, it's just ingrained. It's just ingrained. Wherever I lay my head, I can pass out in 2 minutes. Doesn't matter.
That is so weird.
Bed, couch, reclining.
You don't have a side,
minutes.
Though.
No. I don't like tacos either. No. I have a hard time
bed,
trusting
asleep.
Antoine. There's so many reasons why. It just
makes no difference.
Guy breaks into business, leaves behind blank. A Xerox copy of his face. B, his kidney. Or C, his Medic Alert bracelet.
His bracelet.
Bracelet.
I'm gonna say kidney. I was going with kidney.
Your kidney? No, it's not. I'm sorry. It is in fact just a Xerox copy of his face, and he has a very festive hat on too. He's wearing a fedora or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He just decided to leave it behind, and we don't know if it was by accident or he's doing the whole wet bandits thing, like in Home Alone, and that's his signature. Because he left it there, and they're still looking for him. So
what?
They have this.
And they're still looking for him.
I know this guy in this.
He's snazzy, like, here I am.
He looks like the whichever Godfather was the one set in Miami. I mean, he kind of looks like one of those dudes. Hey, how you doing with that hat? But yes, police are still looking for him. He's probably a guy who doesn't have a side of the bed, and that's why. God, it's just weird. I don't know. Hot list is on the way. Then Factor Bullcrap for Cirque du Soleil tickets. So that is 10 minutes away. Also, it's Trumpet Tuesday. So we like to celebrate the good in the world. Set the tone on Tuesday because it can be a stupid day of the week. So if you know somebody in your life that's doing good, go ahead and start shouting them out now at 52353. And we'll do prizes for our favorites here on The Thang. I already know where this is going. It's going to spark a large debate about superheroes and when they have to go to the bathroom. So,
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Well, first, Kristen Stewart, she is supporting Robert Pattinson as Batman. She says that he is the only guy that could play the part. Okay whatever.
They seem like they still.
Okay, whatever. Okay. Don't you poo-poo her opinion.
And that's good and all.
There has really not been a whole lot of backlash about this, especially in comparison to Ben Affleck being Batman.
Yeah,
Monica.
It's kind of like, all right, well, let's see what he can do. Let's just see. Christian Bale, he has some advice.
Speaking of Batman.
Yeah,
Batman.
And he was also asked, hey, what do you think of this new Batman character?
Good choice. He's interesting.
What's your advice to him slipping into that suit?
Oh, same as for Ben, just be able to pee by yourself. You don't feel much like a superhero when you can't take a bath.
Yeah, how do you go to the bathroom in that suit?
There has to be some kind of secret compartment. He's Batman.
You go to the bathroom in the suit.
Is that what it is? You have a bat bag.
There's a little tube in there.
Right?
Who's this superhero that would be the most difficult to have to go to the bathroom?
Superman.
Is it? Why is it Superman?
his costume.
I think he's similar to Batman.
He's wearing his costume under his clothes all day. Yeah, think about it. He runs and untucks like he has two outfits and he has to undress.
He's got those little shorts, the little red shorts. So behind that could be just, you know, the trap door.
No, but they're tight. They go through his legs, too. So it's like a big onesie.
The Incredible Hulk. Because if he's changing into the Hulk as he has to pee, like, I mean.
He's going to just have a dribble.
He can just pee.
I guess he could just pee.
He can just pee. He's the easiest
one to pee. No, Hulk's easy. He's got shorts on.
Yeah, he does have shorts on.
I think Superman, Batman could pee before he puts his costume on. Superman literally has it on all day. He has two layers of clothing.
I don't know, but Batman sips a lot of coffee.
He's a human.
He's just chilling, drinking.
He's socializing a lot. He's out for drinks.
All the time. He has to pee all the time.
But he doesn't have his suit on. He's wearing regular clothes.
He's a gallon of water.
But he's always at these social events and it's at night. Yeah. And you know what happens once you break the seal at one of those parties is you don't think you have to go. Then 10 minutes later when you're Batman, you're like,
Batman, when he's late to the crime scene.
Because Superman, it's the same as when a woman wears a romper. He just has to take the whole thing off. So it's embarrassing.
It's a woman wearing two rompers. Yeah, I remember he's wearing clothes over top of his suit.
I think it makes him go faster if he just pees in a suit.
Further proof that Superman is the worst. He wears two rompers. Not just one, but two rompers. Shame on that guy.
Hey, how do y'all feel about this real quick? Renting out the Jersey Shore house.
Never.
I saw that too.
It's like $3,000 a night and you can go to booking.com and you can really stay in that house.
The Jersey Shore house is a haunted house.
It's great.
There's six bedrooms?
They DTF'd everywhere in that house. I don't want to do
six
that.
Six bedrooms, only one bathroom. And
six bedrooms and one bathroom.
Yeah, the bathroom was small, too.
$3,000 a night.
Yep. Sleeps 11. So, no? It's a no?
No.
To have that experience of, you know, Paulie D was here.
Gabbed again.
Yeah, again. So it's just
Vinny.
Dirty mattresses. It's how many bed bugs? There's more bed bugs than there are bathrooms.
J-Wow. You can sleep on J-Wow.
It's a nice house, though, if you remove that memory.
I mean, it's right near the Jersey Shore and that whole thing. But they'll put like a half bed, like a water closet in there or something. Shit, one bathroom. Sleeps 11 fools that don't want to wash for an entire trip.
No.
Superman would go, probably. He doesn't need the bathroom. He can just go right in his pantry, his romper. So it works out great. Factor bull crap is next. Cirque du Soleil tickets are on the line. Then Trumpet Tuesday, so we're celebrating people doing awesome things. Prize for our favorite trumpeter as well. So start texting to 52353.
K92. You're listening to the K92 Morning Thang, where people match wits in the arena of fate. This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true, false, with a screw in you. Trumpet Tuesdays are on the way. If you want to shout somebody out, text into 52353. It's Environmental Services Week in the hospitals, so this person wants to shout out the staff at Bedford Memorial Hospital for always making it amazing and going above and beyond their job duties to make sure the patients have the absolute best when they are with us. That is from Dara in Forest.
Cool.
Or Dara. Depending on what kind of classy party she's at. Controversy in the Superman pee discussion because Iron Man's suit comes off when he pushes a button. So he doesn't have any problem whatsoever.
It's all nanotech. I didn't want to say it because I was going to feel like a nerd, but yeah.
You are. Own it.
I'm nerd adjacent.
No, you're nerd.
I'm right
and
beside
nerd. And
use a word
nerds. Like adjacent that makes you a nerd.
What about educated. Ant-Man? He doesn't have any issues, does he?
He has to physically put his suit on, though.
I think he has tons of issues because he's got to deal with the perception with the ladies all the time. He gets all scrunched down tiny. And he's like, yo, it's shrinkage. And yes.
He can also become Giant Man, too. So.
Well, I know. But he has to remind them of that because he says, even though my name is Ant-Man, don't forget, I can be Giant Man.
Oh, God.
I know. It's Antoine's fault.
Because
he's a nerd.
And you started. Yeah.
Morgan. Hi, Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So, Morgan, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Pizza.
Yum.
Yeah, that is a good way to start the week off. Morgan, would you let's see, would you like to go first or second in the game today, Morgan?
I'll go first.
Okay, Morgan will go first, and that means, let me put you on this line here, I'll get our friend Jen in here as well. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
Jen, you will go second, and what'd you have for dinner last night, Jen?
Cereal.
Okay.
It works for some.
I know. And you feel bad talking to the...
What kind of cereal?
What kind of cereal?
Honeycomb.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
It did not make it in our cereal discussion.
No.
Yes. God, they're so big. They're like eating bike tires. There's just a lot going on there. Jen, you're going to go second here in the game. Morgan, you go first. Here's the deal. Factor bullcrap is three rounds. You give me a statement. I'll give you a statement, and you tell me if it is factor bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed one screw, where if you force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here we go.
Round one.
Morgan, your question in round one, fact or bullcrap. Morgan, actor George Clooney starred in two different TV shows named ER. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Morgan?
Fact.
Fact is...
Yep.
Correct.
Somebody
shout out to the kid.
Somebody in the background agree.
Like, yeah! So fact. Yes, he starred on, of course, ER, that you remember, and he also starred on E/R, which was a sitcom on CBS in 1984 and 1985, and that was it. Point for you. All right, Jen, here's your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Jen. 68% of Americans believe UFOs have visited Earth. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Jen? Fact is...
No. That means you're wrong.
That's too high. The actual amount is 33%, which still seems very high to me. To be convinced...
It seems low.
You think?
I think people are crazy.
People are crazy. But to... All right, anyway.
You
so,
don't believe it. All right, well, no. Morgan won. Jen minus one.
Here we go. Round
two. Round two.
Where's the baby? The baby's taking over. Morgan, here's your question in round two. Factor bullcrap, Morgan. Movies owned by Disney took in 85% of all the money we spent at the box office this summer. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Morgan?
Fact.
That means you're wrong.
It was 42%, which is still a staggering amount. $1.83 billion, and that was up from 33% the year before because they do own everything. Okay, Jen, here's your opportunity to tie right now. Fact or bullcrap, Jen. The store Costco loses $40 million a year by pricing their rotisserie chickens at $4.99. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Jen?
Screw.
Screw. Morgan, what do you say? Fact or bullcrap?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. The store Costco loses $40 million a year by pricing their rotisserie chickens at $4.99.
Bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
That means you're wrong.
Yeah, because they want you in the door, and then they make you buy a television or whatever it is because you came for your chicken. We're all tied, though.
Yeah, so Morgan and Jim, minus one.
Round three.
Third and final round, and Morgan, you still have the screw in play if you want to use it. Here's your question. Fact or bullcrap, Morgan, President John Quincy Adams thought the Earth was hollow and was planning an expedition to the center of the planet. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Morgan?
Fact.
Fact is
correct.
Yep. Yeah, he lost.
I knew that one.
Yeah, he was running for re-election and he lost. So we never did the whole exhibition.
Yeah.
What was it? Expedition.
Yes.
I need more coffee. I know. It is Tuesday. The 3 hours of sleep I got is finally catching up to me. Jen, here we go. Your chance to tie. You have to answer this question as well. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap, Jen. 43% of people surveyed say they've had breakfast for all three meals in a single day before. Fact or bullcrap, Jen?
Fact.
Fact is...
Correct!
Breakfast.
Delicious.
And once
bacon.
You've done it twice, you know, it's eggs and pancakes for the last one. Yum. Okay, so this question is for both of you. It's a tiebreaker. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. Get it right, you will win. Get it wrong, you will lose. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap, 34 years old is the age where people are most adventurous in their entire lives.
Jen.
Morgan.
I heard Jen first. What do you say? Fact or bullcrap, Jen?
Fact.
Fact is...
Correct.
Is correct.
You said 34?
The comeback is real. 34 years old.
I went skydiving for my 34th birthday.
Oh, look at you.
There you go.
It's all lame from that point forward. There's nothing else. Now he's going over his annuities. That's all it is. Morgan, hang on. We do have a prize for you. It's not the grand prize. That is Jen's, the Cirque du Soleil ticket to the Berglund Center in November. 34 years old. Do you remember 34, Monica?
Oh, I was going to say, do you remember 34?
Well, yours is, what, 22 years ago? Is that what it was?
Hey,
I think I had a kid in 34. That was fairly adventurous.
Yeah.
I had a kid while on the side of a cliff.
I had
skydived, and I grabbed onto the side of the cliff like Spider-Man.
Okay.
And then we had a baby right there. Very adventurous.
That's awesome.
Now I'm so taking a nap today.
I mean, after that.
Really looking forward to that nap. Factor bull crap is done. Trumpet Tuesdays is next. You want to shout somebody out? We do have prizes for our favorites. Text them in now to 52. You might be bad the rest of the time, but right now you're good. Trumpet Tuesdays. We shout them out, celebrate good things. I'm going to do that on a Tuesday, set the tone for the rest of the week. And we love to get caught up in the negative. I mean, there's all sorts of studies, and people do it all the time as well. Why is the news always negative? And it is because our brains focus more on it. We crave more of it.
Yeah, so we have to look at the news.
Yeah.
Like, gosh.
Well, but they do it because we watch it.
I know.
So we will fight back against that. Don't care. We're going to set the tone and celebrate good people doing good things. You can text in to 52353. Go ahead and let us know. Like this person that wants to Trumpet Tuesday, their 17-year-old neighbor, Eli Klepper. He's a student at Northside High School, recovering from not one but two brain surgeries over the past week to remove a brain tumor that they found during a normal eye exam. And he is already walking, talking, and recovering.
That's
like a
awesome.
Yeah, I was reading about him yesterday.
Yeah,
he went for just a regular eye exam and they found it. Yeah.
So if you're thinking,
they sent him to a doctor to help.
I don't feel like doing anything today.
You can just think of him and you'd be grateful for everything. It's this person wants to shout out their best friend, Lexi. She's an amazing person and she juggles school, sports, clubs, and volunteers when she can. She always puts herself, she puts herself above everyone else. I think she meant the other way around. She puts everybody else. But that is from Molly. Also, text 52353. Taking my baby on a trip for her 21st. She is over 200 days sober.
Oh,
so congratulations. Nice. Go ahead, Antoine.
I would like to blow my trumpet for the University of Tennessee.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys seen this story.
I have not.
But there is a kid in Florida, elementary student. That school had a represent your college, your favorite college.
Like a spirit day sort of thing, sure.
And so he's a big fan of University of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He did not have a shirt, so he drew a U and a T on a piece of paper and pinned it to his shirt.
Okay.
Super excited, gets to school, gets bullied because it's not a real shirt. Mom talks about it, teacher talks about it. University of Tennessee found out, long story short, they are making that shirt that he drew an official University of Tennessee shirt.
I like that. So they took his artwork, his design, turned it into an actual shirt.
And they sent him a lot of T-shirts and hats and footballs and things like that. But, yep.
That's awesome. Cool. Monica?
I'm going to blow Hendrix, my 4-year-old son's trumpet.
Okay.
Yeah, because he is really, like, since starting preschool, like, real school.
This is his first real school situation.
He's handling it well. He's really turned into like a big boy all of a sudden. You know, like
That's
you see
good.
The
That's
changes.
Good.
It's good and it's also like sad. Like, oh, my baby's really
He's growing up.
He's
becoming a little man. He picked on this kid just the other day who then had his shirt turned into the official University of Tennessee. See, he helped that kid have official apparel. Amazing child. I actually have another kid too. This one was in the news. You see the kid that spent all his Disney money to help out hurricane evacuees.
I didn't hear about this one.
So Jermaine Bell spent his Disney vacation savings for food for people who were affected by Hurricane Dorian. He lives in South Carolina and just decided, I'm going to spend all my money to help these people out. Well, the good people at Disney went ahead and surprised him.
Mickey Mouse and his gang heard that your original plan was to spend your birthday at Walt Disney World. As a gift to you, we want you to come enjoy a getaway at the Walt Disney World Resort later this month.
Really exciting because I wanted to go to Disney in a long time. Be strong, and if you do good things, you will be rewarded.
There we go. All right, your turn. 540-774-9236. 800-468-9236. We got the text at 52353. We got a ton of different prizes to choose from, so we'll give a prize to our favorite trumpeter as well here on the K92 Morning Thing. Then, if you miss Miss Monica making animal noises yesterday, that was great in itself. But then the explanation of each animal noise was spectacular. So I'll play it here for you in a second. You guys celebrate the good. You don't get hung up on the bad. Trumpet Tuesdays. Salute somebody in your life, in your world.
Mm-hmm.
Text 52353. Some Becca and Forrest. Her aunt rang the cancer-free bell.
Yes.
We like that one. And then you got to do sometimes a little shoulder pat, too, where she and her fiancé finally picked paint for their own house, and she got a raise.
There you go.
Nice.
Ooh, that is a good week right there. So, we try to just recognize people in stories that we see in the news or just in our very backyard here, our community. Rebecca, good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
All right, Rebecca, go ahead. Take it away.
I want to give a shout out to my 9-year-old.
Okay.
He is decided that he wants to run for SEA officer at school, and he's an honor roll student and works really hard at everything he does, and even though he's growing up really fast.
I know, 9. You turn around and you think, my daughter just turned 10 this mm-hmm. past March, and I thought, oh, the double digits.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Freaked me it's out crazy. Right there. SEA, so that's student council, yes?
Yes.
I tried that one time.
You did?
I bombed on my speech. I sucked at it. I don't know.
This seems like too much responsibility at such a young age.
No,
I was always intimidated by it.
I
looked up to the people that did it.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved
it. Well, he's in theater and music, mm-hmm. so he's kind of excited about it.
Nice. He's going to do awesome.
What's his name? What's his name?
Gabriel.
Okay, everybody vote for Gabriel.
Yeah.
Vote for Gabriel.
The other kid's terrible now.
It's so much fun. You make your posters and everything else, you know, up the hallway.
Does Gabriel do, because I always remember when people are running for student council and they make those signs all over the place, yep. and they do all of the promises that they couldn't possibly deliver on. Less homework,
extra
longer recess, better lunches. Is he doing those?
They haven't gotten to that point yet, so I don't even know if elementary schools still do that.
I don't know. Tell them to play to the crowd. It doesn't matter. As you can see, when they grow up to become real politicians, they do the same empty promises all the time, so it's perfect. All right, Rebecca, hang on. We got a little something for you guys. Let's get Mike in here, too. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right, Mike, the trumpet is yours. Blow.
Awesome. Yeah, big shout-out to my wife, Katie. She's been independent for a very long time. We've been married for a year now. And I'm with the Virginia National Guard. Been there for 6 years now and getting ready to go on the active side of the Guard. Working for them full time and getting ready to move. And she's getting ready to leave where she works now and be a full-time stay-at-home mom, essentially, and mm-hmm. get ready to move and adjust to what it's going to be like on the full side.
Yeah, so she's going to be moving with you. And where are you headed?
We're actually, I'll end up working in Emporia, but if the orders are read right, then we'll be living on Fort Lee.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you making that sacrifice for all of us. Thank mm-hmm. you so much for doing that. Hang on, Mike. We'll get you a little something as well. And don't forget, you can always get us on the podcast or
That's
your
right.
free K92 radio app.
Yes.
We stream live on there. We will find you guys no matter where you are worldwide. 52353 if you want to shout somebody out. And we're going to shout out Monica Brooks here next. For her creative Ooh. Animal noises that she came up with yesterday and her even more creative explanations as to what they were. Have you ever heard a hyena throwing up? You'll be able to next. You know, this Monica Brooks over here, she's a bit of a creative individual,
she
Antoine.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Shifty, shady, creative. Those are all synonyms, I
think. Makes you a little nervous, actually.
Oh, yeah. She's always quick on her feet when it comes to thinking and coming up with what she make sound like a reasonable explanation for an unreasonable situation. And yesterday, your level of animal noises was quite creative. We were playing the lightning bolt. The category was animal noises.
Yeah.
So you had to start making animal noises, which I decided to then follow up with Monica to demand an explanation for all of the creative animal noises, like these. What's that?
That was a pig. Mating.
A pig mating. Okay, good. Correct. Uh-huh. What's that?
Oh, that was a hyena throwing up.
A hyena throwing up. That is all
correct.
Mm-hmm. Continue now. Here we go. What's that? Or is that me laughing? Oh. I don't even know what that is. Is that an animal?
That's
an animal.
That's a Zach Jackson.
Hang up. What's
Oh, that's the dodo bird. Extinct now.
Yikes. Yeah. And we can't verify.
Yeah, but we can't count that.
Yes, we have to.
It's still an animal.
Yeah, it's in the Bible. Look it up. What's that?
Oh, that was a parrot.
A parrot?
Yeah, I was watching a show and just mocked someone.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
It's an Asian parrot. Okay.
I hate how she has an answer for all of
this. Yeah, so that one, correct. Here we go.
Dodo.
That's the hippopotamus, of course. Dodo.
Do.
What's
bleep,
that?
Bleep.
What's bleep, bleep?
Goat.
Goat.
The goat at the IHOP.
Uh-huh.
Building.
Yeah, the goat at the IHOP is older, is weird.
Oh, uh-huh. That's a hippo.
Oh, okay.
Dodo.
Dodo. Let's see, do you want to test her out? Do you want to create one, see if she can make the sound?
Oh, no.
Squirrel with rabies.
Ah! Yeah, because they do. They attack. No.
Two chickens fighting over a lover.
That's it.
What? I don't know what happened.
Two chickens over a lover.
Yeah, fighting over a lover.
You asked.
I know.
It's your fault.
Yeah, there's feathers and stuff, and that's the skin. And you know.
How about a horny giraffe?
Because they got a long neck.
I got,
okay, it takes so a long time for the sound to come out.
I got one. I got one. A cheetah's driving and missed an exit.
Oh, the exit. Yeah. Oh, it's a Scottish cheetah, Antoine. Don't you know? Oh, my God. My kilt and my exit.
I don't know.
I'm a cheetah and I'm driving. Oh, no. Hey.
Oh, gosh.
Most viral. Next. We had one person sleeping at the wheel of a Tesla. How about two?
I got this feeling.
What does a hungry hamster sound like? That's a scary
hamster. There we go.
Yeah, well, he's hungry.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
The most viral clips, the most viral videos, so you know what's going down when you walk into work. And if you go to K92MorningThing.com, you get links to the things that we're talking about here. So if you want that, you can go over there. We had the person who was sleeping at the wheel of the Tesla a couple weeks
ago.
Yes,
yes.
Well, now we have this person sound asleep while driving 60 miles an hour on the highway in Massachusetts, and the passenger sound asleep, too.
What?
I just don't know if I'd be able to relax.
No.
I think I would accidentally drift off. Because the activity of driving keeps me awake. So okay. If I'm like on a long road trip.
So if you're just sitting there, then.
I'm going to fall asleep. You're a passenger. You're going to fall asleep.
Here's the guy who he filmed the two of them.
I thought, well, I should record this. And then I thought I shouldn't record this because it's also unsafe. But it was just so bizarre that I was like, I have to get this on video because it's so strange. They needed to go home and go to bed.
But yeah, if you want to see both of them, I mean, eyes closed, mouth open, drool coming out of their mouths, both of them. Mm. And the car, because it controls itself, was going through lanes, like passing people and stuff like that, which is just bizarre. You can also, if you go to K92MorningThing.com and get that video, or you can get the picture that BB Rexha posted for her 30th birthday. Antoine, did you see that one?
Which?
I checked for work.
Oh, is that the one where she's like doing makeup on in the mirror?
Yes.
Yeah,
that is the most creative way that anyone has ever done makeup before.
What's so creative
research.
About it?
I did it for research.
Well, she's doing a split. The long way.
Okay.
While wearing a thong, no shirt, and just on the bathroom floor putting her makeup on. And that was her 30th birthday. And what did her dad think of that picture?
Uh-oh. I swear on everything, I didn't plan that. And my hairdresser came in, and Angelina, and she was like, stay right there. And then I saw, I was like, wow, I look hot. And I don't know if I'll ever look this hot again. And I feel good about myself, so I'm going to post it. My dad was like, please take that down right now. I was like, nope, not happening.
Oh.
I know.
Did you just look it up?
No, not yet.
Okay.
It's for work.
I know. Daddy was like, take that picture.
Can you imagine your husband if your daughter posed in this?
Can you imagine if you?
No, I don't want to. I want to make your husband uncomfortable and not me.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Okay, so they did the top 10 toys. This is the viral story that's going around today that both parents and their kids played with growing up.
Okay.
So like your kid plays with this. Mm-hmm. Problem is they're kind of all goofy, old-timey toys. Number one, I believe one of the most overrated toys in the history of toys. Play-Doh. Not a Play-Doh fan at all.
I enjoyed it for like 5 minutes.
You thought you did as a kid. I'm telling you, that's what it is you thought you liked Play-Doh as a kid.
Play-Doh. They love it. That's because they can do so much with it.
You're the Play-Doh boy.
Right. Kids love to squish it and squash it and roll it. But most of all, kids like Play-Doh because they can make anything they imagine.
Nope, kids actually don't like Play-Doh. That's what I learned. Because as an adult, I bought my kids Play-Doh. Uh-huh. I was all excited. The Play-Doh burger maker. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to get them. And then I realized they don't really know what they're doing. So then you're the one that has to deal with it. And that Play-Doh gets stuck in everything. And
it
you're
does.
Over there with a knife trying to like scrape all the hard Play-Doh out. Immediately mix together all the colors and all of it is useless. And then they don't put the lid on properly and all of it is hard. So that's Play-Doh. But you don't remember those things when you're a kid.
I don't.
My kids will be the same way. They're like, oh, we love Play-Doh. And then they'll find out the truth later on. Other ones on the list, Mr. Potato Head, Troll Dolls, My Little Pony. Puzzles, Bop It, building blocks, and bicycles. Hello, kids. We have the toys. Ooh. Bicycles.
Legos? Not one in the top 10?
Wow. Legos is not on the toy phone. I mean, come on.
What?
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, list. Legos has to be on there.
Video game. Come on.
Exactly.
Games. I'm a video game. Shoot. Trending. Next. If you missed out on that Disney deal that happened a couple weeks ago that Antoine got, I have another opportunity for you. I'll explain here in the trending. That is 6 minutes away.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.